Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise you, the Lord. Yes, indeed, you are once again tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? I pray that all those that are tuned in on tonight, that you have, and I always say this because we have a lot of new listeners, and we give God the glory, honor, and praise because we know this is of the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So I want to remind those that faithfully tuned in, and especially for those that are tuning in for the first time on tonight, because this is a worldwide ministry, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the woman of God in the presence of none other than Bishop Rosemary Jaru. We'll be bringing forth God's word on tonight, so you definitely need your Bibles, your pens and paper to take notes. I want you all to know that for the first time listeners, we always open up with prayer. For the word of God said that the prayers of the righteous avail as much, and I'm a witness that it's true. So I'm asking all listeners if you would touch and agree with me as we approach God's throne. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, that we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt that you are worthy to be praised. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And, Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us in the name of Jesus. We come, Heavenly Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, started with myself, my entire family, Bishop Rosemary Jaru and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the world that have confessed and accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior in their hearts and out of their mouths. Forgive us, Heavenly Father, because your word says and lets us know and reminds us that all have sinned and come short of your glory, even though we're saved. That's why we thank God. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can come through him, first and foremost, and be saved. And then we can also come through him and be forgiven of our sins and our transgressions. So for this, we also give you glory, honor, and praise. Heavenly Father, we come now, trusting and agreeing on one accord that you continue to touch and heal my cousin, Pastor Norman King, who's still hospitalized, COVID virus, COVID-19 variant. And not only him, but I continue to look at my Uncle Malachi, who was released from the hospital not long ago. But not only them, but all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver. All those that are dealing with PTSD, those that have distress mentally, those that have suicidal tendencies, that may want to take their own lives. We lift them all up to you, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders in the earth. You're still healing, you're still delivering, and setting your people free for your glory in Jesus' name. And for this, we are grateful in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we also continue to lift up all those that have bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them feel your presence, your peace, your joy, your love, even while they go through the hour of bereavement. Let them know, remember that earth still has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we also come lifting up all those that may be tuning on tonight for the first time. We pray, Lord, touching and agreeing with Bishop Jairu, that through the Holy Spirit, you're going to use her on tonight. That should there be any listeners that are spiritually blind, that do not know Jesus Christ, they would come to know Jesus Christ for themselves as they hear your word on tonight. They will open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions. Then they will also open their own mouth and ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And once they are saved, they will know, they will come to know their own individual God purpose in the earth. And they will fulfill it for your glory in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, that this message on tonight will be able to draw back to you those that have gone astray for whatever reasons, and also that those that are in the body of Christ, that we will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word as you use her on tonight. Have your way in her, Heavenly Father. Help her and us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you alone get the glory in Jesus' name. We continue to lift up all those that are faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry and be blessed by your word and its testimonies. And all those that are tuning in for the first time, continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we have another scripture food for thought. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, there are no shortcuts to any place worth going. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought. There are no shortcuts to any place worth going. If you have your pens and paper, I would like for you all to please take down these announcements before we bring Bishop Jairu on to deliver God's word. But we're going to do a music break before she comes on. She's standing by now. If you would please take down these announcements so that you can always tune in and be blessed by God's people that he has anointed and appointed for such a time as this to deliver, that delivering his word over this worldwide platform and this worldwide ministry. Every first Thursday night, Deacon Marvin Cox deliver God's word. And for those of you that know, he is suffered with muscular dystrophy. He cannot get out of the house anymore. He has to crawl around on the floor and use wheelchairs. But he is still giving God the glory and still being used by God. So he's not letting his handicap be an excuse to not do what God has called him to do. So Deacon Marvin Cox always shares with us inspirational poems first, and then he always deliver a powerful word from the Lord. So he comes forth every first Thursday night. Then he comes forth again every second Saturday night. Every first Saturday night, Minister Tawan Eppinger from the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd, and where I serve as the musician, Minister Tawan Eppinger brings forth God's word. We have now Bishop Rosemary Jairu from Slidesville, Louisiana, will be bringing forth God's word every second Thursday night. Please mark your calendar. This awesome woman of God who's going to be delivering God's word very shortly on tonight. She will be bringing forth God's word every second Thursday night. And then we have the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, Deacon Edward Blakely, every third Saturday night. Deacon Edward Blakely from the Morning Star Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan. And then we have Pastor Norman King normally would be bringing forth God's word every fourth Saturday night, but because he is dealing with the COVID virus, Bishop Rosemary Jaru will be standing in and filling in for him on this 28th of this month, the Saturday, the last Saturday of this month. She will be delivering God's word again on this worldwide platform and worldwide ministry. And in between those times, we have different guests that will be bringing, sharing testimonies and answering questions that I have sent to them. They will add scriptures to those questions. So I pray that you have taken those notes down and so that they can be a blessing to you. And always remember that all of these shows are kept in the archives, so that if you miss any of them, you can always go back to the archives. Now been going on 8 years. So you can go back to my website, which is all lowercase, Blog Talk, that's B-L-O-G, blogtalkradio.com /servants ambassador vessels. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com /servants with an S on the end, vessels with an S on the end, and then ambassadors with an S on the end also. So you can always go back to that website and pull up any of the shows that has ever been done for the past 8 years and be blessed by them. And you can also share that website with your friends and neighbors and church members and co-workers or even your enemies. They need to hear a word from the Lord too. So I just want to make sure that everyone will be reminded that you can always go back to the archives and pull up any show that you may have missed. So right now we're going to go to our music break. We're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to none other than Bishop Rosemary Jaru. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God deserves our total praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, God is still worthy to be praised. Well, before I bring on Bishop Rosemary Jairu to deliver God's word, once again, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles. I hope you have them already ready, your Bibles, your pens and paper, so you can follow along and take notes, because we don't want anyone to ever take it lightly or for granted or ever even think that we're making up things as we go. We want you to be able to read it for yourself. The Word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So we want you to be able to read it for yourself. I want to say, give a shout-out to my bishop and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings, the pastor of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, and also to my church family, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Shout-out to them. And then also a shout-out to Pastor Isaiah Tillman, Jr. and First Lady Jean Tillman and the Morning Star Baptist Church, where I serve as a musician. I'm going to give a shout-out to them as well. So now we are now ready to receive the woman of God on tonight, none other than Bishop Rosemary Jairu. I now yield the mic to you.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, saints of the Most High God, people of God, hallelujah, and those that just want to know the truth, glory be to God. For according to Mark, the 4th chapter, verse 4, says, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's take a moment of prayer, hallelujah, and we're going to go straight into the word. Father God, in Jesus' name, giving you all glory and praise, we bless your mighty name. Father God, I ask you that we decrease and you increase the more in us. Father God, we ask you to open up our understanding. Open up our ears that we may hear your word. Open up our hearts that we may perceive, accept, Father God, and comprehend what you're telling the children of the Most High God. For Father God, in Jesus' name, we desire to know the truth. For we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us free. In the name of Jesus. We're coming from Matthew, starting at chapter 10, verse 5. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And we're going to discuss spiritual authority. Saints of God, you have to know what you know, what you know you know. Glory be to God. Just like if you put a roast in the oven, you know that that roast is in the oven, and it can only stay in so long. But then it has to stay in so long until it's finished. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Well, according to 10, verse 5, hallelujah, it says, Jesus sent out the 12 apostles with these instructions. Don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, but only to the people of Israel, God's lost sheep. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure those with leprosy, and cast out demons. Give as freely as you have received. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And from there, we're going to Matthew 28. Glory be to God. Verse 18. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Luke 10 and 19. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. People, we don't, men, the people, women of God, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. We need the word of God. Hallelujah. And then not only that, you need to know what's inside of you. Glory be to God. According to 1 John 4 and 4, it's the greater he in you than he that's in the world. Glory be to the Most High God. Luke, the 10th chapter. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 19. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You. Look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing. He didn't say something.
Nothing.
He didn't say something.
Nothing.
He said nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven. Come on now. You have to know who you are, first of all.
Yeah.
You have to know that you are a son or a daughter of the Most High God, and that you represent Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Glory be to God. For all power in heaven and in earth were given unto Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we are in his image. Hallelujah. We are his daughters and his sons. Hallelujah. So the authority has also been given down. It's been delegated authority. It's been given down to us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So how can you walk around and watch and see your brother, sister, sick? Know that you have spiritual authority to speak to that thing. Glory be to God.
Yes.
God said, I have given power unto you to cast out demons. Speak to that thing. Glory be to God.
Yes, yes.
Well, then yourself will say, or they might get mad with me. Well, who said you have to say it loud? Glory be to God.
That's
because
right.
Every spirit hear you. Hallelujah. They hear the God in you. Glory be to God. They hear what thus said the Lord. Just like we do. Glory be to God. We have to take spiritual authority over these things. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
If there's anything there within your life, you have power. 1 John 4:4. If the greater he in you than he that's in the world. You have power in you to speak life unto that thing. Glory be to God.
Yes.
The book of Proverbs 18 chapter says that death and life was in the power of the tongue. And they that love it should eat the fruit thereof. People of God, what you speak out your mouth matters. It can bring life or it can bring death. Hallelujah. Why? Because you have been delegated authority. Spiritual authority. This is not a natural man walk. This is not a natural man's walk. A carnal mind cannot comprehend the things of God.
That's right. You got that right.
But a spiritual man. Amen.
Yeah.
Are you spiritual today?
My
glory
Lord.
Be to
yes,
God.
Lord.
Are you spiritual today, I think? Glory be to God. Who are you left leading you? The natural man or the spiritual man? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Delta has no power over us. Coronavirus has no power over us.
Amen.
And that does not mean you don't believe in God. Come on now. Don't question yourself. That don't mean you don't believe in God. But you have to believe in the power of God.
Okay.
You have to take this another level. Glory be to God. You have to believe in the power of God living in you. Yes, you. You, baby, you. You men and women of God. You saints of the Most High God. Power. All power been given unto our God in heaven and in earth. And delegated authority be handed down unto you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm excited about the word of God. For we cannot
Amen.
Live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. John, 5th chapter, verse 22. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's why the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
5 and 22. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, here we go. In addition, the Father judges no one. Instead, he has given the Son absolute authority to judge, so that everyone will honor the Son. Just as I honor the Father, anyone who does not honor the Son is certainly not honoring the Father who sent him. Think about that one. Think about that. Think about the words been given unto us from Genesis to Revelation. And thanks to God, there's mystery in the word of God. As you read it, that's why you feel like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I didn't see this last time I read this. Why? Because your understanding of being open. That the word of God that's hidden inside this word is being opened unto you. Glory be to God. That's why it's so important for you to read the word daily. That's why it's so important for you to add the word of God unto your life every day. Every day. He already, the Almighty God, Yahweh already knows that we're not perfect. He already knows. Glory be to God. For every question, there's an answer in this word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And be watchful and mindful of the scholars who tell you that this word is not correct. Glory be to God. Let God be the judge. He left his book for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seek deeper knowledge, higher wisdom, wider understanding. Get the whole lump sum. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that one again. In addition, the Father judges no one. Instead, he has given the Son, Jesus Christ, absolute authority to judge. Amen. So that everyone will honor the Son. Have you honored Jesus today? Have you honored Jesus this evening? Just as thy Father, just like thy honor the Father. Anyone who does not honor the Son is certainly not honoring the Father who sent him. Amen. Why, people of God? Because they come together. Amen. Hebrews 1:7. They come together. Hallelujah. We of the people of God have to line up with this word. Line upon line, precept upon precept. We have to get it, people of God. We have to get it. Hallelujah. Your flesh will tell you, I'm sick. I'm too sick. I can't read this today. The devil is a liar. And the more you agree that you're sick, be mindful now. Dead in life is in the power of the tongue. And you know, your thoughts will trap you up if you will allow them to. We're in a spiritual fight, people of God. This is not a natural man thing. We are in a spiritual fight. It's time to fight, saints of God. You're fighting for your own self, yourself. You're fighting to know the truth. You're fighting to live right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hebrews 1:7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for your word. For your word is right. Thank you, Father God. Amen. It says, listen to this. Amen. Your love has given me much joy and comfort, my brother, for your kindness has often refreshed the hearts of God's people. Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was in the wrong. Glory be to God. I'm going to go back on that. Amen. It says, regarding the angel, he says. Amen. And that's Hebrews 1:7. He says his angels like the wind, his servants like flames of fire. Uh-oh. Servants of the Most High God. You are like flames of fire. Amen. What happened to the apostles that was in the upper room? When they were all filled while yet on one accord with the Holy Spirit. It was like tongues of fire over their head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah was like fire, tongues of fire over their head. We, the saints of the Most High God, are like flames of fire. There are angels that are assigned to us to go out and do that what we commanded to do. Why? We have been given down delegated authority to speak to the angels that God has given them delegated authority to do that which we command them to do. Glory be to God. We are not powerless. Many, many saints and warriors are praying for power. Asking prayer warriors to pray that God would give me power. But you have already been given power.
That's right.
According to 1 John 4:4, it's the greater he in you than he that's in the world. Amen. The word of God says that all power has been given to Jesus. All power, not partial power, not some power, not maybe power. Wait, let me think. Some kind of power. No, he's been given all power in heaven and on earth.
And
glory be to God. Hallelujah. Know that all power been given to our Father, Jesus. Are you linked up with Jesus?
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Are you filled with his saving grace? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Even the backsliders, you have power to come back home.
Yes, Lord.
You have power to come back home. Glory be to God. Come back to your first love. Glory to God. Because the ways of this world will cause you to deviate. When there's all type of tremors and things that's going on in your life and in your world. It's personal. You have to remember who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot afford to have an identity crisis.
I know that's right.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Today and tomorrow, Jesus Christ cracked the sky open. He's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. People of God, saints of God, get it in order. Get it in order. Examine yourself.
Yes.
Lord, remove the spot. Lord, remove the blemishes. Cry that cry.
Lord.
Pray that prayer. So that when the sky do bust open and you begin to ascend from glory to glory till you meet him in the air, dressed all in white.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. And he has given you spiritual authority to get there. Hallelujah. Don't you know he knows that demons, satanic attacks, false altar, manipulation, and tribulation were going to come after us. Why? Because Jesus was tested 40 days and 40 nights as a human being like we are. Come on now, let's say the truth here. When Jesus was tested 40 days and 40 nights, he was a human being like you and I. Hallelujah. He had scars upon his back, 37 scars, stripes for us. And while yet in the desert, he had a fight, a human fight. And he won. That gave us authority to win too. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your words. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 13:1. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 13:1. I tell you, saints of God. I tell you. Amen. It's time for us to lay every weight that's dealing with you aside. Our Father in heaven, Yahweh, he knows. And that's why he crucified his only begotten Son for us, that we may have a right to life and life more abundantly.
Yes.
Everlasting life. Glory be to God.
Thank you,
everlasting life, saints of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you leave this place, because there's some of us, yet we all going to leave, whether by debt or being caught up. We all going to leave. Glory be to God, because there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth we're going to live in. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Get in your place. Get positioned. Stay positioned. Anything yes. that's causing you to be shaken, that's where your prayer lies. Anything that's not movable, that's not of God, that's where your prayer lies. Glory mm-hmm. be to God. Romans 13. Amen. Verse 1. Everyone must submit to governing authority, for all authority comes from God. Where? Who? From all. For all. All authority
all.
Comes from God. And
right.
those in positions of authority have been placed there by God.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And they
that's
will
right.
be punished.
Yes, Lord.
For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing
mm-hmm.
right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like
that's
to
right.
live without fear? Glory be to God. Of the authorities, do what is right, and they will honor you.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 4. The authorities are God's servants, set for your good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have power
mm-hmm.
to punish you. They are God's servants, set for the very purpose of punishing those who do what is wrong. So you must submit to them, not only to avoid punishment, but also to keep a clear conscience. Let's go. Saints of God, you could say, but I didn't do it. Remember now, we're talking spiritual.
That's right.
But you thought it. The thought came.
Look out, mama.
You entertained
oh,
the
yeah.
thought. Glory be to God. But you have power to rebuke that thought. And then ask for forgiveness. For our Father which is in heaven already knows. For he
oh,
knew
yes.
the intents of a man's heart. From the get-go. Glory be to God. And saints of God and people of God and those that are in leadership, remember that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and darkness and high places. The
mm-hmm.
battle not ours, Lord, y'all. Amen. He said, after you've done all that, you can stand. He said, stand therefore, having your lines girded about with the truth. Shine your feet with the preparation of peace and of the gospel. Put on the breastplate of righteousness in Jesus' name. Put on your helmet of soul salvation in the name of Jesus. In your left hand, your shield of faith. Let's go. Your shield of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. What? You see what I told you? God already
mm-hmm.
knew. And your right
knew.
Hand, the
yes.
sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
That's right.
We must be mindful to put on the full armor. For if you think that you're not entering a battle when your eyes open, the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. If you have the mark of God on you covered with the blood of Jesus, yes, there's war going on. But you
oh,
have
yeah.
authority to win the war. You have
amen.
Authority to win. Glory
all
to God. Glory
Lord,
to
yeah.
God. And then not only you can help somebody.
Amen.
Glory to God. Remember to the lost, to those that are lost.
Yeah,
glory
yeah.
be to God. And then Galatians 5:1, I believe it says, amen, that if you see a brother or sister, let's go to it. Amen. Amen. For there's only one perfect, and that's Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Galatians 5:1. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Amen. Let's see. Here we go. Here we go. It's Galatians 5:1. Amen. It says, dear
mm-hmm.
brother and sister, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godless should gently and humbly help that person back unto the right hand.
Amen.
And be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself.
Amen.
He said, share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Amen. Verse 4. Pay careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done. Let's go. And you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct.
That's right.
Those who are taught the word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Watch out, dinner. That's to you planting. That's to you who putting seed in the ground. Amen. He says, those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature, glory be to God, will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. So let's not get tired of doing what is good.
Amen.
At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. Let's go. Therefore, whatever we have, the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Glory to God.
Amen.
So, yes,
that's
we
right.
are responsible for each other. We are to love
Amen.
One another above all things. Glory be to God. And remember, you leaders, remember, even if you see a brother or sister in fault, what you should do. Amen. You have spiritual authority to help them out.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Let the God in you help them.
Amen. That's good.
Glory
I like
God.
That.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I said those things, men and women of God, and all the listeners on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. That it's really, really time to do what is right and to remember your spiritual authority that has been delegated down to you from the Most High God. Glory be to God. For all power will give it to the Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our daddy. Hallelujah. And I say unto you this day, amen, keep peace. Glory be to God. If there's anyone listening on Black Talk Radio that has not made Jesus the Lord of his life, I ask you to bow your head and repeat after me.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father God, I believe that you died on the cross, that you was crucified, died and was buried. And on the third day you rose from the grave.
Yes,
Satan,
Lord.
I renounce you now and your ways in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Father, come into my
yes.
life and take over. Have your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, I say these things. I am Bishop Rosemary Jairo. I am Fresh Fire Ministry. And also Tabernacle of Testimony Ministry, TOT Ministry. Glory be to God. And Blog Talk Radio and myself, we love you. God bless you. Be encouraged. Keep God first. Obedience is the key.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Our sister in Christ, Bishop Rosemary Jairo, thank God for you for this powerful word and message on tonight. For such a time as this that we're living in, we are truly living in the last days. The word of God told us these things was going to happen. But don't be alarmed.
Yes.
Don't be afraid. Don't fret. Don't give in. Don't give in. Don't give out. And don't throw in the towel. Keep your faith and trust in God. Because all power is in his hands. He knows what's going on. He knew all about it before the foundation of the world. So there's nothing that sneaks up on God that he's not aware of. He already knows from the beginning to the end. He already knows. So he know who you are. He know where you are. So I pray that you have received this word on tonight, this powerful word on tonight, talking about the spiritual authority, which is in Christ Jesus, that we already have, that it has been passed down from Jesus Christ to every believer in Jesus. We thank God that we already have the victory. Total victory is ours. We have the power and authority to speak life. And thank God that we can speak life and not death. I like what you said, and it's in the word of God. It said the power of life and death is in the tongue. So be careful how you speak and what you speak into your life and into the life of other people. Because the power of God is moving in the earth. And God's word is true. We see it every day. It's coming to be more and more to life. That we see that everything that God has said to us in his word is coming to pass. See, God is not like Satan. God cannot lie, fail, nor change. We just thank God that he allowed the enemy to have a limited power, but God has all power, even over the enemy.
Yes.
And so sometimes the Lord will, sometimes his permissive will, but sometimes he will allow certain things to happen to get our attention. And I believe that's what's going on right now, because man has gotten so far away from God, even the household of faith has lost some of its power and lost some of its favor. Because the Lord said that you're a city that sits on the hill that cannot be hidden. So if you are saved in Jesus' name and you know that you're saved and you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our job is to go out and minister to the world, not behind behind the four walls of the church, but as I delivered God's word a couple of months ago, in my message, I was asked this question to the listeners, what are you doing on the outside of the four walls of the church? So we need to take the ministry to the where the people are hurting. We need to take the ministry to the streets and draw souls to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what it's all about, drawing souls to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because we are ambassadors, we are servants, and we are vessels being used by God. So it's not nothing that we are doing. It's just the Holy Spirit working through
Thank
us. And we're being faithful doers of his word and not just hearers only. So once again, I thank Bishop Jairu for this powerful word on tonight. I know that
thank
I was
you,
blessed
Jesus.
By it, and I know that the listeners were blessed as well.
Please,
if you tuned in late and did not get the announcements, you want to tune in on Saturday of this month, Saturday, August the 28th. Bishop Jairu will be coming back again. She's going to be filling in for my first cousin, Pastor Norman King.
Amen.
He's the pastor of Bishop Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina. Well, he's hospitalized right now with the COVID-19 virus, but we claim a total victory and healing for him and restoration that God is going to get the glory even through this. So he's going to be filling in for him on Saturday, August the 28th. You're going to tune in, make a note so you can tune in and be blessed by this awesome woman of God once again on the 28th of August.
Amen.
And then every second Thursday night, mark your calendar, every second Thursday night, she will be coming forth over this worldwide platform delivering God's word. So I just thank God for her, and I thank God for what he is doing in her life. And so we want to keep her lifted up in prayer, her and her entire family and the ministry that she's connected with. We want to keep them all lifted up in prayer. And so the word of God tells us to encourage one another in God's word.
Yes.
And I always add this to it. Not only that, but we want to encourage one another in God's word, not with our feelings or opinions, but with, according to God's word. What do God's word say about your situation?
Yes,
what you're dealing with, what you're facing. What do God's word say about it? Put God's word on it. Let God work on your behalf.
Yes.
So when we put our faith in action, and see, faith is an action word. Once we do our part, see, sometimes we wonder why things are not happening in our lives as Christians, because we're not putting our faith to work. We are trying to do it ourselves. We
need
to put
our
hands up with it and let God do the work. Because he said that he can cast all of our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for us. And he showed us just how much he cares for us by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross. And on behalf of us, that he paid our sin debt with a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. His precious blood on the cross was
yes,
shed
God.
For you and for me.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Anyone that accepts Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. So if you are listening on tonight and you know that you have not accepted Jesus Christ, you're still spiritually blind, I hope and pray that you receive that prayer from Bishop Jaru, and I took and agree with that prayer.
Amen.
If you heard this word on tonight, you cannot use that as an excuse if you do not accept Jesus Christ. When you
That's
stand before
right.
God, as we all will do in the day of judgment, we all going to stand before God and give
yes,
an account
Lord.
For every
yes,
deed we've done in our bodies, the good and the bad. So
Thank
you cannot
Lord.
Say that you did not hear God's word if you heard this message on tonight. So it's up to you. It's God gives us all free will and a choice. So it's up to you
yes.
to make choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Is it going to be
That's
God
Lord.
Or is it going to be the world? So
Amen.
I believe the report of the Lord. So whose report
That's
do you
Paul.
Believe on tonight? Do you believe the
yes.
power of God? That you have the spiritual authority that Jesus Christ has passed
Thank
down
you,
to us as a believer? Do you have that? Do you believe that? As a Christian, I believe it, that I have that same power
Amen.
And I have that same authority and I can use it and that God is going to get the glory because of it. So right now, I
yes,
just want to
sir.
Say, again, thank you, Bishop Jaru. I want to thank you once again for
Amen.
Bringing
you welcome.
Forth another
Glory. I love
word.
It.
Amen. I do, too. And I
Amen.
Know that the listeners were blessed by it as well.
Amen.
So I'm looking forward
yes,
to you coming back on Saturday, August the
28th.
To finish
Amen.
My cousin, Pastor Norman King. And then
yes,
I'm also
Lord.
Looking forward to you being on as a regular every second Thursday night. So I pray
Amen.
That
to
the listeners have wrote this down. So you can tune and be blessed by this awesome moment of God. And I also want the listeners to be reminded that all of these shows, this is a worldwide ministry and it's a worldwide platform, and I don't take it lightly or for granted because this is of the Lord's
yes.
doing, and it is marvelous in my eyes.
Yes.
And so in all those that deliver God's word, this is we are being used by God as vessels of the Most High God.
Yes, Lord.
We're trying to do our work, not just being heroes only, but being doers of God's word as we deliver his
yes.
word to save souls. That's
right.
What it's all about. So remember that all of these shows are kept in archives. You can always go back to my archives and at this website, all lowercase, blogtalkradio.com/servants Ambassadors with an S on
yes.
the end and then vessels with
yes.
an S on the end. I'm going to say it again. That's blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. So that if you did not get a chance to hear the messages from the 8 years, I've been on the air now for 8 years, and I thank God for it.
Amen.
I don't take it lightly or for granted.
Thank
it's
you,
all
Lord.
Of God's
Amen.
Doing. If I just thank God for it.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God for every listener that thankfully tunes in. We
thank
have faithful listeners that have been tuning in from day one, and they're still
yes,
following,
sir.
And they're still listening to this worldwide ministry and platform.
Thank you, Lord.
So I thank God for each one of you and everyone that has tuned
thank
in
you.
On tonight for the first time. I thank God for you as well. And know that I pray
thank
for you
Lord.
All, and I'm asking you all to pray for me, my family, and this ministry, that that
yes.
God will continue to bless this ministry and use it for his glory.
Yes, Father.
And I thank God for
yes,
every man
God.
And woman of God that comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and sharing God's word over this worldwide
yes.
platform. We just give God the glory and honor and praise for it in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
So we get ready to, I want the listeners to know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, that's, my email is james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And if you go to the website, please follow the prompts and click on follow. I would like for you to be a follower, not only just a listener, but be a follower.
Right, that's right.
Platform. That's what I'm asking the listeners to go to that website and follow the prompts.
Yes.
And it will lead you to the button that says click on to be
Thank
a follower. Click on that button to be a follower.
Yes,
because,
Lord.
Again, this is a worldwide ministry. We have people all over the world listening to this worldwide
Yes,
platform.
God, yes.
And so I just give God the glory for it. Because you know what?
Yes,
and
Lord.
Before I close,
Amen.
I'm going to say this. Just like Bishop Jaru said in part of a message, see, nothing sneaks up on God. Like this COVID virus, he knew this was going to come. And just why
yes.
Jesus said that greater works, this is what Jesus said, greater works, because he knew that he was going to
yes.
be leaving. After he finished his work
that's
on the cross
right.
and rose from the dead, he knew he was going back to be with the Father. And that's why he is right now
Thank
sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for you
Thank
and I.
You, Lord.
And so he said that greater works that we as believers in Jesus Christ will be able to do.
After
he leaves the earth, that greater works that we're going to be able to do, because he also
yes,
knew
Lord,
that social media was going to be available. And see, when Jesus was here in the flesh, he can only be in one place at one time. But now that he's gone, and
oh,
we have
come
social
on,
media,
now. Come on, come
we
on.
Can reach millions of people at one time. We can reach millions across the
That's
world.
That's right.
And we can spread the good news of Jesus Christ. That's why I'm so excited to be a part of this worldwide ministry, knowing that we
and,
are reaching
and that
millions
too.
Of people around the world, and that, we're, and that God is being glorified, so that when we stand before God and we hear him say unto us, that's my prayer, that my labor is not in vain, that I want to hear God say unto
amen.
Me, I don't know what you want to hear, but I want to hear him saying to
amen.
Me, well done,
hallelujah.
Thy good and faithful servant. That's what I'm working for. That's what I want to hear God
that's
saying
all.
To me.
Yes.
In that day that I stand before God, I want to hear him say unto me, thy good and faithful servant, well done.
Yes,
into
Lord.
Into the joy of the Lord. And that's what it's all about.
Amen.
So I thank God
that's
for
right.
you, the listeners. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. And I'm going to pray my closing
amen.
Song. And I thank God for you, the listeners. Continue to keep this worldwide ministry, me and my family, in prayer. And as I always do, I will keep you all in my prayers as well. We're in this,
yes,
we're in this thing together. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. We come once again giving
in
glory, honor,
Jesus.
And praise for who you are. We
yes,
bless your
Lord.
Name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that according
thank
to
you.
Your word, that we have the same power and authority that your son Jesus Christ had.
Thank
because
you,
we
you,
are followers of Jesus Christ, and we have accepted him
yes,
as
Lord.
Our personal Lord and Savior. And now that we have done
thank
that,
you.
We have the same power and authority to be that we can use it because he has given it unto us. And we thank you for it in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
We don't take it lightly
thank
or
you,
for granted. So help us, Heavenly Father, to use that powers,
yes,
power
Lord.
And authority
help
that you
master.
Have given us and that we
yes,
the fear and doubt will be removed in the name of Jesus because we know
yes.
that fear and doubt is come from the enemy. And we know that the Father
that's
of lies,
right.
he is a liar and there's no
thank
truth
you,
in him. So we stand in
well,
your word,
you,
Heavenly Father, that we have power
thank
and we
you,
have
Lord.
Authority through your word.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that all those that are
he's
sick and afflicted all over the land, whether they're sick
Lord,
in their minds, spirits, or bodies, whether those
yes,
that
Lord.
Have a mental depression, those that are suffering with PTSD, those that have suicidal thoughts, we rebuke those
yes,
demons
yes,
right
yes,
now in the name of Jesus.
Keep them before
in the name
right
of Jesus,
now in the name
that,
of Jesus.
We thank you that they are healed, they are delivered,
yes,
they are free
yes,
right now. Because you are healing, you're delivering your people, and you're setting your people
yes,
free
yes,
right now in the name
yes,
of Jesus
yes,
for your glory.
In
and
the
also,
name
Heavenly
of Jesus.
Father, we look at all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to bless them. Continue to
right
let them feel your peace,
those
your joy, and your presence,
family,
even in their hour of bereavement.
Yes,
and they will give you glory. And they will always,
oh,
always remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Heavenly Father, we thank you for
that's
every
right.
listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide platform.
Thank you, Father.
Even to the new listeners on tonight for the first time, bless them all.
Thank
and
you, Master.
Them the desires of their hearts is our
thank
prayer
you,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, once again, we want to thank you for your grace and your mercy.
We
even
thank
your
you, Father. Yes, Lord.
We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in
yes,
Jesus'
Lord,
name.
For your grace
and we thank you for the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross.
Thank
that
you, Master.
The blood of Jesus still works. We thank you that his work blood
amen.
Still works, and it will never lose its power. And we thank you for your word,
yes,
Heavenly
Lord.
Father, that lets us know your promise. You
thank
are
you,
a
Lord.
Promise keeper. You're still watching over
yes,
your word performing in the lives of your people. You said
thank
that once
you,
we're in your hands,
oh, yeah,
no one can pluck us out of your hands. So
I
we thank you for being the children of God. So we just bless your
oh,
name tonight.
You,
we give you glory, honor, and praise.
In
this
yes,
we all
Lord.
Ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes, God.
Amen. On tonight, again, know
amen.
That I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next
yes.
time, until this coming Saturday, you want to tune in and be blessed by Sunday School Superintendent Deacon Edward Blakely. From the Morning Star Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman
yes,
is the pastor, and where I serve as their musician, he will be bringing forth God's word on this coming Saturday night. So until then, I'm going to play this song, Pray For Me. The word of God says the fervent prayer
amen.
Of the righteous availeth much. So continue to pray
yes,
and
Lord.
Encourage one another in God's word. Until the next
yes,
time, remember
Lord.
That I love you, know that God loves you even more. Good night.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Good night. Amen.
is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.